Chapter 29. Derry and Cursitor Street go into that disinterested ecstasy of his on the subject of daylight, says, drawing a long breath, though the most patient of men, I thought he was dead, I am sure. What question this enthusiastic fowl supposes he settles when he strains himself to such an extent, or why he should thus crow, so men crow on various triumphant public occasions, however, about what cannot be of any moment to him, is his affair. It is enough that daylight comes, morning comes, noon comes. Then the active and intelligent, who has got into the morning papers as such, comes with his pauper company to Mr. Crook's, and bears off the body of our dear brother here departed to a Hampden churchyard, pestiferous and obscene, whence malignant diseases are communicated to the bodies of our dear brothers and sisters who have not departed, while our dear brothers and sisters who hang about official backstairs would to heaven they had departed, are very complacent and agreeable. Into a beastly scrap of ground which a Turk would reject as a savage abomination, and a Kaffir would shudder at, they bring our dear brother here departed to receive Christian burial. With houses looking on every side, save where a reeking little tunnel of a court gives access to the iron gate with every villainy of life in action close on death, and every poisonous element of death in action close on life, here they lower our dear brother down a foot or two, here sow him in corruption, to be raised in corruption. An avenging ghost at many a sick bedside, a shameful testimony to future ages, how civilization and barbarism walked this boastful island together. Come night, come darkness, for you cannot come too soon, or stay too long by such a place as this. Come, straggling lights into the windows of the ugly houses, and you who do iniquity there, do it at least with this dread scene shut out. Come, flame of gas, burning so sullenly above the iron gate, on which the poisoned air deposits its witch ointment slimy to the touch. It is well that you should call to every passer-by, look here. With the night, comes a slouching figure through the tunnel court to the outside of the iron gate. It holds the gate with its hands, and looks in between the bars, stands looking in for a little while. It then, with an old broom it carries, softly sweeps the step and makes the archway clean. It does so very busily and trimly, looks in again a little while, and so departs. Joe, is it thou? Well, well. Though a rejected witness, who can't exactly say what will be done to him in greater hands than men's, thou art not quite in outer darkness. There is something like a distant ray of light in thy muttered reason for this. He woes were he good to me, he woes. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.